The House Transportation Committee voted to ask staff to draft legislation that would establish a public corporation to take over the system. But it's a long way from a done deal. The ferries are run by the State Department of Transportation. The plan would shift control to an independent board that could make its own decisions about labor contracts, fares, and other parts of the operation. It would also forward fund the system, allowing for better schedule planning. Anchorage Republican Representative Chuck Kopp said a 7-member board of experts would provide better oversight than 60 ever-changing members of the legislature.
Imagine if we were trying to run the Anchorage International Airport as a legislature. It would be a disaster, but it's the number 4 air cargo airport in the world and entirely successful.
Several other members of the House Transportation Committee also expressed support. Big Lake Republican Representative Mark Newman said he's intrigued by the plan, but he's not ready to ask for a bill.
You know, there's still a lot of questions to be answered, and this is something that's going to take massaging of a couple years, you know, to work through, and I can understand how that can work, let alone trying to figure out how we're going to come up with a couple $100 million for a fund.
The Transportation Committee voted 5-2 in favor of writing a reform bill. It will be discussed and modified at future meetings, but action will likely wait until the next legislative session. The plan came out of a task force set up by the state and the Southeast Conference. That's the regional development organization that pushed for the ferry system's creation more than 50 years ago. Consultant Susan Bell told lawmakers reform would create a more flexible system that could more quickly respond to problems.
That financial expertise that the board would lend to guide the organization has value. By maintaining Alaska Marine Highway as a public corporation, it maintains some of the existing strengths, but it addresses some of the existing limitations.
The reform effort is in response to large cuts in state funding, which have shrunk the number of ships and sailings. While the impetus has come from Southeast, the initiative includes leaders from South Central and Southwest communities, where ferries also sail. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.